Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning President's Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort here to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, everybody, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers who are out there doing what they're doing, and we're going to have some reports tonight about the new Freedom Convoy that's starting up here in the United States, and we may have some people calling in. I'm not sure yet. They've been given the phone number, but we'll see. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Now, I'm going to start the show a little bit differently, folks, for one simple reason. We had the big race, America's race, yesterday down here in Daytona Beach. And it was something to see, believe me. And we set all kinds of records yesterday, not to include the fact that we had a rookie that won the race in his first race in his first brand new car. And then we had Trace Atkins step up to do the national anthem.
Perform our national anthem. Please welcome award-winning, multi-platinum country music icon and star of the upcoming Fox series, Monarch, Trace Atkins.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red
just gives me chills to hear that, especially done by a bass baritonist like that. It's something totally different, something you're not used to. And I had to play that. I had to start out the show that way tonight because of the other things that happened at Daytona today.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to start out the show, and he did a great job. Absolutely phenomenal.
Now, we are going to talk a little bit about Daytona, because Daytona today, Kyle, they had the biggest crowd they've ever had, according to everything I've seen, 150,000 plus inside the stands, which also included the infield. Then out in the parking lot, Kyle, they had 50,000 people that never came in. They just camped out there, watched the game or watched the race out there in the parking lot. So they were having a hell of a time out there in the parking lot. And then surrounding Daytona, they had an extra 100,000 people just hanging out, watching the race.
Yeah, it's really something, isn't it?
It's called America's Race for a reason.
Exactly right, yep.
So kudos to Daytona, another great deal. And by the way, did you hear about anybody burning anything down or destroying anything or beating people up? Did you hear anything at all like that?
No, nothing like that.
Did you hear anything about any garbage being thrown all over the place, anything like that?
Nope.
Well, gee, imagine that. The conservatives did it again. They did the right thing. So number two, Austin Cindric, who is a rookie driver, who's a Roger Penske driver, who, by the way, yesterday was Roger Penske's birthday, so he got a hell of a birthday present with this young rookie winning the Daytona 500. And I'll tell you what, this guy in the number two car, we will be hearing from him.
Yep, I can imagine. Yep.
All right. Well, there you go. You got anything else to add to it?
No, it just was a great day for a race, and it's amazing to see so many people show up and just the enthusiasm. As you said, America's race.
All right, now we're just going to throw this out there because we won't have enough time to talk about it until the other side of the break. But right now we have a summit showdown. I guess that's what they're calling it on Fox. Russia preparing for the invasion of the Ukraine. NATO has said that as the world faces a new normal in Europe's security, a new war will be breaking out in Eastern Europe sometime soon. Everybody's talking war, war, war. However, Biden has agreed, in principle anyway, to speak with Putin under several conditions in a meeting brokered by France. The big deal is, if Russia invades the Ukraine, no meeting.
Well, that's right. The reports are that both Biden and Putin have accepted basically the principle of the thing. But it's also kind of counter to other reports, Captain, that, you know, the decision has been given or the orders have been given and they're just waiting to go in.
Yeah, hold that thought. Be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Folks, don't go anywhere. And by the way, the United States has sold out to Russia. Thank you, Joe Biden. That's another Joe Biden act of weakness, and we can prove it. Be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friend over at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and company. And oh, by the way, the special to start the week out is the slippers, the MyPillow slippers, which are all 50% off right now. So that's the deal. Now, if you use the promo code CAPTAIN, yep, that's the word, CAPTAIN, you get 50% off any of the slippers that you see on the My Slippers page right there on MyPillow.com. Now, the Radio Listener Specials page is there, too. You go through there, you'll see different things there listed, well over 100 items, 50%. 67%, 75% off, and there'll be some buy one, get one frees over there. But the big special this week to start things off are the MyPillow slippers. And again, I've got a pair of the slippers. I was going to buy a second pair. I haven't done it yet, but I am going to do it. I've just been putting it off because I got so busy doing other stuff here. So now I got to pick out what I wanted. I've got the tan pair, so I thought I'd get a black pair this time around. But anyway, and they're really comfortable, folks. I mean, I could, honest to God, I could wear them here into the studio and feel just like I was wearing like a pair of sneakers. That's how comfortable they are. Plus, they've got all the insole stuff and the protection in them, extra padding and all that, kind of like your ortho feet shoes that I wear. But anyway, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, or you can give them a call on the phone, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Take advantage of those slippers. And, Kyle, did you get slippers yet?
I don't have the slippers yet, but we've got the Giza sheets, the towels, and also the My Pillows as well.
Well, I think it's time for you to get some slippers.
I think, well, it's been getting a lot colder here.
50%, yeah, but the slippers are warm. Remember,
yeah, exactly.
I got one foot that I can't wear a sock on.
That's right, yeah.
My left foot. So consequently, if it's going to get cold, I'm going to know about it. When it was cold, it was a little interesting, but I took some of that mentholatum deep heating rub stuff and put it on my left foot to warm it up a little bit, amongst other things. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, back to Russia, Russia, Russia. Now, it's obvious that Putin is flexing his muscles. And it's obvious that we have a president who couldn't flex his toenails, let alone anything else. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
And Putin knows it.
Well, yeah, I think he does. I think that there's, you know, he continues to sort of play this and really call the tune, it would seem. Even though Kamala Harris is over there talking, I think, with the president of Ukraine and Joe Biden saying what he's saying, and now this report coming out, well, they've agreed in principle to have a summit meeting as long as he doesn't invade. It goes against these other reports that seem to indicate by the United States' own intelligence reports that the orders have been given. They're going to be going into Ukraine. We see the shelling going on with these Russian separatists, which could also become the flashpoint for this whole thing, Captain.
Yes, it could. And, of course, the U.S. intel, as you correctly reported here when we started out the show, has confirmed that Russian commanders in the field have been given orders by Vladimir Putin to invade the Ukraine. We just don't know when.
Well, precisely, and not to be funny, but it's almost as if is Putin talking summit because he wants a little more time before they actually invade? I mean, this whole thing just continues to get worse and worse.
Or he's doing the Japanese thing.
What's that?
They talk summit when they invade, when they bomb Pearl Harbor.
Well, yeah, perhaps, right? So you have historical sort of precedent for that.
He's up on his history, so nothing would surprise me right now.
No, exactly. So we can't really take Putin at his word, I think, really, for anything. We're going to see what his actions are. We certainly do see the buildup. We certainly do see that Russia has not pulled back troops, according to some of these other reports that had come out. So they seem to be getting ready to rock and roll. And meanwhile, we hear about these devastating sanctions and so forth. The president of Ukraine wants the sanctions to go into place well before any invasion. But at the same time, Captain, there is a China component here as well. China is going to be supporting Russia to some degree with loans and other things like that, from what we understand, which could, as they say, backfill some of the Russian economic consequences should these sanctions go into effect if they invade.
All right, I want to talk to our Canadian neighbors to the north, because with the world reopening, and even the U.S. blue states and cities repealing the mandates, how optimistic should we be when we see what just happened up in Ottawa last week and other parts of Canada, which revealed a huge depth of the system that gave us lockdowns and mandates, and of all places, Canada. And they're now actually freezing bank accounts and essentially starving people and their families because they don't agree with the government line.
Yeah, this is very disturbing, Captain. You know, they're protesting, and, you know, at least in this country, people have a right to protest, and we've seen it in all kinds of guises over our history. But you're right, these seem to be pretty heavy-handed tactics, if only to try to create that narrative that somehow they're attacking democracy, and here we go again, you know, this kind of verbiage. But this is going to leave a bad taste in people's mouths, to say the least.
Okay, let's stop the nonsense. Every time you use the word democracy, they're attacking democracy, you are talking about a bunch of communists talking about what is not democracy, it's freedom.
Well, precisely, because if you notice, Captain, at least in the United States, those who use that euphemism, they're attacking our democracy, they never talk about they're attacking our Constitution. We need to maintain the rule of law. We need to maintain our Bill of Rights. We need to maintain our Constitution, essentially. So they never go that road. They're trying to use it as an inflammatory term, making people believe something that is just not correct. And I think it does show exactly where their hearts lie. They're not interested in preserving our way of life and our republic. They want to use it as a bludgeon to gain power.
Well, the people in Canada, the good people in Canada that are listening to me, and there's some of them that are right now, they need to take it upon themselves to run candidates against anybody that's up for re-election in the next year or so and run these morons the hell out of town that have done this to them to allow this to happen. And if Justin Trudeau is up for re-election, he needs to be where they start. And then every other person that's been supporting what Trudeau has been doing needs to go right along with them, right out the door, because these guys are not good people.
Well, many of these, of this ilk, they simply have shown their cards. They've shown their hand. They've shown what their intentions are, and the fact that they're not going to back down. They're true believers in bringing about this authoritarian sort of mechanisms. And the people they see it for what it is, and they should act accordingly at the voting booth.
Right, and maybe it's about time that they had their own version of the Tiananmen Square and forced the Canadian government to try to do something stupid. Not that they would, but guess what? They are totally in the wrong, and they are supported by more people on the right side of the fence than are on the wrong side of the fence. And I know that, and you know that.
Well, exactly, and they are showing exactly what they're all about. And it's unfortunate, Captain, but I do think now that these things are becoming just out in the open, that it is going to hopefully lead to some kind of substantive change.
Now, where is Adelanto Stadium in Southern California? Adelanto, California.
That's a good question. I think it's in Northern California, I think.
Southern California is what this says, Adelanto Stadium.
Okay.
In Southern California. All right, well, anyway, 10 a.m. Wednesday, February the 23rd, hundreds of truckers will hear words of encouragement and blessings from a group of speakers, and then up in the trucks and off they go, headed eastbound. They're going to be headed up towards Barstow to begin with. They're going to jump on I-40. I got the route of the convoy right here. They're going to go as far as Kingman, Arizona, and stay there overnight. Then they're going to depart Kingman, Arizona, I-40, headed to Lupton, Arizona, arrive in Lupton for an overnight stay. Then the next day they're going to go from Lupton, Arizona, again on I-40, through New Mexico, and arrive in Glen Rio, Texas for an overnight stay. These are all areas that I know they can get in with no problem. Then they're going to leave from Glen Rio, Texas, and arrive in Elk City, Oklahoma for an overnight stay. And the next day, it's going to take them, 12 days, the way they're going to travel to get to D.C., and it's time for the State of the Union message. Okay, Kyle, hold that message and that thought. And, folks, I'm coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine remains. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin telling ABC's This Week that the potential for Russia to invade Ukraine is there.
He's been very deliberate in terms of assembling the right kind of combat and combat support capabilities in the border region. And so he has a number of options available to him now.
Austin is referring to Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has extended military drills near the Ukrainian border that were set to end on Sunday. the Kremlin has denied plans to invade its neighbor, the U.S. and allied countries are vowing sanctions if Russia goes through with the invasion. The cost of renting a two- or more-bedroom property has gone up 19%. That's according to Realtor.com's look at rates across the 50 largest metro areas between December 2020 and 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, we want to thank everybody that is listening to us right now, by however you're listening to us, either on the radio through the stream or the one of our affiliates, or on the internet through the stream there, or off the satellite, or whatever it is you're doing. We want to thank you very much because the show continues to grow, and we have a lot of people listening to us tonight, especially truck drivers that want to hear about what we're going to talk about here in a minute. But this portion of the program for you drivers out there, and a lot of you suffer from this kind of pain, bouncing and bouncing in the trucks, muscle and aches and pains and all that, and you take a handful of Aleve or whatever. I know I've been there, done that, but here's something that you can take that'll actually work for you and be good. It's called Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is all natural. There are no narcotics in it. You won't have to worry about a drug test. Now, the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It will even lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got by going straight to the source. And I know it works because I've been taking it for over 7 years. It is 100% drug-free. It is 100% botanical and fish oil product with key enzymes and proteins that are all good for you. And it supports a healthy response to the inflammation, the swelling, and the discomfort that you're in. And I know that because I took some this afternoon. By the way, Saturday, I took the whole day off and stayed off my foot and my ankle, and everything went back down to normal. How about that? But I was out moving around a little bit on Sunday. It started to act up again. I took some Relief Factor right off the bat. Boom. Gone. It was that simple. Gone. Now, it comes in convenient individual packets. It supports healthy joints and muscles. And it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it all started. Now, you get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain and try the 1995 Quick Start. You'll be well on your way. Also, you can check out the vitamins and other different nutritional items that they have there, which is all good for you. How about that? Something is good for you for a change. All righty. Let's go back to the telephone line and Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right. We've got a caller on the line. I'm going to go right to the caller. You ready?
Yep.
Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Iron Mike in Tampa. I would like to ask you if it's okay to Chris Plant, another network, another talk show conservative, and you probably know who he is, if it's okay to... He has the funniest thing about Trudeau.
I don't normally talk about other shows unless it's on my network.
I think it's very, very funny. If you don't take it now, I'll give it to you tomorrow.
All right.
It's really funny.
Okay. So what else is going on? Tell me about Canada.
Well,
the county I originally came from,
they took the whole county, and they made it one municipality, and nobody was allowed to vote for it, and it's a mess. The highest paid people in the county are now civil servants, and the police departments in small towns were they all had to have titanium wheels and spend $30,000 more on their police cars and pay the guys 40% more and all this stuff, and it was just nothing but a big bureaucracy grab. So that nobody was allowed to vote for it. That's what the hell's happened. They can.
Well, I've been right. hearing. I've been
there
hearing.
Some. We have some problems in this country, but I can tell you right now, we have the thing to fix it.
I've been hearing things from people in Canada, in Ontario, in particular, and Ottawa as well. Truckers that are up there, people I know, people that live along the Canadian border, who have gotten up there and gotten involved. They've stayed back a little bit. They haven't gotten a position where they were going to get arrested, but they've watched the way the truckers have been handled. And I don't know if you saw the picture when they came in with the horses and they busted the line and they just ran right over the top of some people, knocked them down, and the horses stepped on them. Did you see that picture?
Yeah, well, that's why they got some good people over there, and that's why that police chief quit.
Yep. Okay, well, Mr. Mike, I got another caller, so I want to go, so I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow afternoon at noon.
Yep. All right. Thank you. Okay, so that's Mike, Iron Mike. Okay, Mike. Or Kyle, hang on. I got another caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. It's Eric in East Tennessee.
Here comes trouble.
Hey, here's the thing, guys. We're just talking about Ukraine, about with the last segment or so. Here's the thing. This is my two cents, okay? No one's talking about the Ukrainian militias that are shelling water pumping stations.
We did.
Okay.
We started on Friday, then we did on Saturday. We just haven't mentioned it yet, but we're going to.
Yeah, well, here's the situation. Those are the former Azov militias.
Yep.
Those are the white supremacists, the neo-Nazis, straight-up Swazi tattoos on the neck type people that in 2014 and 13 and 14, the Obama administration supported in the quote-unquote soft revolution into Kiev back in 14. Now, those are the people that Ukraine is relying on to run interference for NATO to fight the Russian separatists, not the Russian separatists, the ethnic Russian minority in the two sectors in Donbass that are up that way. People, and this is my opinion based on information I've read and a bazillion articles. And also, no one's talking about Zelensky several years ago, about a year ago, said that he was searching for tactical nuclear weapons in his own country.
Because they knew over there. They knew there were still some there.
You got that angle playing on. And a lot of people, about tying all this together, the Obama administration, former vice president, now resident in chief Biden, he was all involved in that. The billions of dollars that went over there to the U.S. former U.S. ambassador, I think her name is Martina, whatever.
Yeah,
she was one of the knuckleheads that testified against President Trump in the impeachments. She was the one actually listening in and getting all this G2 on on you know, whatever they could find. The Ukraine is the honeypot of the DNC right now. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that come out of the Atlantic Council that are advising NATO into what they should be done or not done. NATO is attempting to be the European army, not just an Atlantic Treaty Organization as founded by the United Nations.
Correct.
So the situation is this. Yes, it's a bad situation. It's a Charlie Foxtrot over there, in my opinion. But I think this is definitely, in my opinion now, in my former service, retired rear end here, this is not our fight at all. Mm-hmm. There's a Minsk Accord that France and Germany brokered between Ukraine and Russia that used to be a buffer zone, they call it, where there's not supposed to be anything. Russia's allowed to, their ethnic minority.
Now, before I let you go, because I'm running out of time, and I got to let you go here pretty quick, before I let you go, did you hear the number of volleys fired over the weekend since Friday in the eastern Ukraine region?
No, I'm sure it's in the thousands.
1,400.
Yeah,
and it's that group you're talking about firing on the Ukrainian people, and it's the Russians every now and then taking a little pot shot trying to take out some of the
right.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
And don't forget, this has become contractor central now that Afghanistan's been shut down. So I'm curious to find out who's letting these contracts for contractors to go downrange. Is it Ukraine or is it the U.S. Department of State letting these contractors go downrange? Now, people want to make money. I get that all fine and dandy. Mm-hmm. But there's some serious snafu going on.
Yes, there is. Okay, well, Eric, I got to let you go because we're running out of time here. But great conversation. Yeah.
Roger that, sir. Simplify.
All right, thank you. Okay, you heard what he said, Kyle. I've only got about a minute here, but I don't disagree with anything he's saying.
Well, no. I mean, it's obvious that this whole situation is, number one, it's incredibly complex. It's not quite as cut and dried as we're hearing, but we certainly know one other thing is true. It's very volatile. Things could change in a heartbeat. We could be reporting something very different in the next hour, day or the next 5 days. We just don't know yet.
It all depends on who decides to light things up first. Now, I do know that there's a whole bunch of this bunch going on in the Ukraine, the eastern Ukraine, with the group that's in there that Eric talked about, as well as the Russians are taking advantage of this every now and then. When they get a clearly defined target and they can take it out, guess what? They're taking it out.
Well, exactly right. And the pretext, we keep hearing about that, the pretext. Well, this is something that Vladimir Putin could possibly point to, and we could be off to the races.
Okay, we're off to a break. And when we come back, it'll be the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Going to be a very interesting report. We got us a big, big, big snowstorm tonight, all the way across I-94 from Montana to Michigan. I'll be right back.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
none other than Steven Tyler and Aerosmith, and that's called The Other Side. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, I love it. That's right.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's part of the words there, Kyle.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, I'm going to get into this real quick here because we got us a bunch of weather to talk about. And I mean, we got us a bunch of weather. A great big old winter storm stretched out right about 1,000 miles right now along I-94. So, Kyle, you take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
Okay, well, Captain, we are going to start in Montana tonight. We do have some very cold temperatures to report as well. Great Falls, Montana, checking in at 1 degree Fahrenheit. That's one right now. Over in Bozeman, you've got about 8 degrees. So it gives you an idea with this winter storm and how cold things are and how that's going to impact. But you're right. It goes all across I-90, all throughout Montana as you're heading into North Dakota. So you definitely want to be aware of that. We've got winter storm warnings and advisories covering almost the entire state. Well, actually, I believe the entire state of Montana. And this is going to go over into Idaho as well. 4th of July pass, by the way, 29 degrees right now. Looks like the snow will be clearing on Monday. So that is some good news, but it's still going to be a little treacherous there, of course. We've also got winter weather advisories covering almost the entire state of Wyoming with winter storm warnings as you head along I-80 west of Laramie. As you head up towards Elk Mountain and so forth, you're going to have snow and this, so definitely be aware of that. Definitely down in Colorado, winter storm warning in mostly the western part of the state right there. Also, Salt Lake City has got a winter weather advisory, as does most of the state of Utah right now. We also had some rain moving out of Seattle, it looks like, also out of Portland, but we definitely have a winter weather advisory stretching down south of Portland along Interstate 5, down around Eugene, all the way to the California border, a little south of that into Northern California. Winter weather advisory as well. Also in Central California, this is going to be west of California 99, but if you're on 395, heading down from Bishop down towards Ridgecrest, you've got a winter weather advisory there as well. So be careful out there, especially in the mountain passes, as we see a lot of snow coming through as well. The high peaks of the Cascades and the Rocky Mountains could get 2 to 3 feet of snow, but overall, throughout the area, at least a foot of snow as the storm moves through.
Okay, well, I'm going to back up a little bit because I-94 and I-90 run together for a short stretch there in Montana through the Crow Reservation. And through that area, you've got a winter storm warning. Now, when 90 goes south down towards South Dakota and down towards Rapid City and 94 goes east, you're going to be in a winter storm warning on 94 all the way across the rest of Montana, all of North Dakota, all of the 94 section of Minnesota to include the Twin Cities, and halfway across Wisconsin. And it looks like that storm is moving to the east. So right now it's going to keep on going because you've got snow over into Michigan that's taking care of the lower peninsula, the upper half of the lower peninsula. But up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, we have ice, lots of ice and freezing rain. Now let me back up and go backwards here for a second, because in Nebraska, coming across I-80 right now out of Wyoming, you're going to have a little gap, and then you're going to run into freezing rain, sleet, or rain mix. The temperature is such that if it drops a little bit more, and it looks like it's going to, that will become all ice. Right now it's like a borderline, so be careful and treat it like as if you're driving on ice. Now, let's go across into Wisconsin. All of Wisconsin is covered by snow. The northwestern corner of Wisconsin has a winter storm warning. That will continue to move to the east today. And down in the northern part of Indiana, you're going to have a mixture of rain or freezing rain or snow or rain, depending on what the temperature does during the course of the day. Northwestern corner of Ohio, same thing. Kentucky, most of Kentucky tonight to the east of the line with the Illinois and Missouri, you've got some mixture of mixed precipitation there, sleet, snow, freezing rain mixed. Down into the northern part of Mississippi, down into the northern part of Alabama, and also rain over halfway across, and it is rain in Arkansas when you get over closer to the Mississippi River where the temperature is a little bit cooler. There's going to be a mixture of what you're going to have there. And then south Missouri coming across I-44, especially Fort Leonard Wood, you have got rain there. It's not cold enough to do anything else yet, but it might. Upstate New York, folks, not to be left out, from Watertown all the way over to the northern part of Lake George, snow all the way through the northern Adirondacks, all the way up to St. Lawrence, all the way across Vermont and New Hampshire, snow, northern top, northern peak. And then from Nova Scotia on down to Cape Cod, you've got a gale warning. So you've got 35, 40-mile-an-hour winds there. So be careful and remember, always drive according to the conditions. Don't try to be a hero and wind that truck up there. There's times when you can do it, times when you can't. I'm telling you right now, you might be chaining up on I-90 and I-94. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, as you've been hearing about all these this massive winter storm that's stretching so far, you can find your safe haven at the Pilot and Flying J.
There's a bunch of them up there. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. Be sure to pull in there. You'll be able to fuel up. You'll be able to get something to eat. You'll be also able to get a hot cup of coffee, the best cup of coffee on the interstate. Go to pilotflyingj.com. You can use their locations function to find the location nearest you along your route. And when you do drop in, be sure to join the Drivers Club and start earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. For example, pro drivers, you can earn up to 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Try that with 15 with the other guys. That's pilotflyingj.com, and also download the My Rewards Plus app where you can track your points and get other offers as well. pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, and by the way, if you get to one of the sit-down restaurants like the Denny's, make sure you order right off the menu there one of their great meals. They got some really good meals there. I was really pleasantly surprised by the one that I had. I had a fish dinner on Friday, so it was really good at the Denny's.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Yep, yep.
Well, you never know what you're going to find. You're going to find something really good at the Pilot and Flying J's. That's the cool thing. As you mentioned, the sit-down restaurants and also all the other stuff.
And you might find me there.
That's right. You might find the captain.
All righty. All righty. Hold that thought, Kyle. And folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we go to break. Top of the hour news. We're coming right back. Got a lot more stuff to talk about. Whoa. What up? What a news night this is. Okay, don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.